Assalamu alaikum, this is Zulf Shah. You're listening to the Remap Your Mind podcast, where I will be talking about mindsets, relationships, religion, culture, and spiritual afflictions.
As the month of Ramadan arrives, many of us hear the familiar narration that the devils are chained. And for some, this brings comfort. For others, especially those living with spiritual affliction, oppression, or ongoing internal battles, it raises a painful question. If the shayateen are locked away, why do I still feel attacked? Why do I feel heaviness, the whispers, the fear, or disturbance? And so today we're going to talk about that. And more importantly, I want to talk to you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When Ramadan begins, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained." This does not mean every jinn is removed from every afflicted person, or possession disappears for the month, or that spiritual oppression ends overnight and struggles just vanish instantly. Allah does not extract jinn at the beginning of Ramadan and return them after Eid. Scholars have already explained that this chaining refers to a reduction in their influence, a limitation in their ability to spread corruption, and a weakening of their external assaults on humanity. So, existing afflictions like sihr, trauma responses, or emotional burdens may still feel present, and healing remains a journey. So if your body feels heavy when you pray, or that your mind feels crowded, or worship feels harder for you than others, I want you to understand that nothing escapes Allah's knowledge, not your tears, not your exhaustion, not your silent endurance. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, when Allah loves a people, He tests them. And Allah Himself tells us, do people think they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tested? So, what do these tests mean for us? They refine us, they purify us, and they elevate our rank in ways we may not yet see. And another thing that comes up often is how Ramadan can quietly trigger shame for those who are struggling, especially when you see others praying long into the night, reciting with ease, feeling spiritual highs, while you're struggling just to focus. The Prophet ﷺ taught us, the most beloved deeds to Allah are those that are consistent, even if small. So your effort, despite the weight you carry, holds immense value, and your struggle itself becomes an act of devotion. And I think it's important that you don't let the waswas define you. These whispers are tactics of shaitan, they're not truth. There isn't one fixed definition of normal, and your journey isn't a mistake. So you haven't actually lost anything in this dunya. It just feels heavy because we measure loss in material terms. But Allah reminds us, what is with you will end, but what is with Allah is everlasting. Everything here is temporary. We leave it all behind. What remains is what you built within your soul. And as long as you're breathing, you still have time to accumulate reward. So don't wait until you're strong. Come to Allah as you are, weak, tired, crying. This is the month of mercy, the month of forgiveness, the month of return. And your love with Allah is unlike any other. We hear the sacred promise, if my servant comes to me walking, I come to him running. So pause and reflect on that for a moment. Because human love often sounds like, I love you if you meet my expectations. I love you as long as you don't disappoint me. I love you when you make me happy. And when you struggle, that love can sometimes pull away. But Allah's love is not like that. It isn't transactional. He does not say, come to me when you are perfect. He says, come to me broken, weak, ashamed, crying. And I get it. For some of us, there are moments when there's no one there to fill that space of loneliness. Maybe you're single, maybe divorced, maybe living alone, or maybe the people around you just don't really understand you. And the thing is, as human beings, we naturally recognize love through touch and presence, a hug, a reassuring hand, a voice that says you matter. That physical closeness creates safety. So it's natural for the heart to ask, how do I feel loved when I cannot see or feel Allah? Divine love is recognized differently. It is presence without form, protection you never saw, harm diverted without your knowledge, strength that appeared when you had none, calm placed in your chest during distress. And loneliness here does not mean that Allah is distant. It often means the heart is seeking reassurance. And that reassurance comes in ways we sometimes overlook, through sujood. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, the closest a servant is to his Lord is while in prostration, nearness without touch, connection without sight. and he also comes through dhikr. In the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. And through dua, when my servants ask about me, indeed I am near. No barrier, no rejection, no delay. And he shows you care through quiet signs in your life. Strength after breaking, delays that protected you, people sent at the right time, and a heart still beating despite everything. This is care. Just because you cannot feel physical touch does not mean you are untouched by love. Human closeness comforts the body. Divine closeness heals the soul. And even in your loneliest moments, you are never truly alone. And as a final reminder, if you are struggling this Ramadan, I want you to know you are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are not weak. You are being elevated. And even in your exhaustion, you are still walking toward Him. If that is not love, then what is? And as we close, I make dua that this Ramadan brings you relief and healing with the best of cures, eases what weighs on your heart, and grants you success in this life and the hereafter. Assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and sisters, wherever you are.